I love the story of the wise men. I love it so much because all I can see is kids in robes with crowns that we've made out of paper and cardboard and all sorts of fun things that turn each one into one of those three kings or three wise men. And just the hymn we just sang is one of my favorite hymns that always just touches my heart with that sense of the moving towards Jesus, bringing gifts to pay homage to the baby born in Bethlehem. But there was also another song that came to my heart that is a difficult song to sing, but it was one that in California at the St. Andrews by the Sea United Methodist Church, we sang very often, especially on Communion Sundays. So these are the words, and I think they're fitting for here on this Epiphany Day. What gift can we bring? What present? What token? What words can convey it? The joy of this day. When grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, what song can we offer in honor and praise? Give thanks for the past, for those who had vision, who planted and watered so dreams could come true. Give thanks for the now, for study, for worship, for mission that bids us turn prayer into deed. Give thanks for tomorrow, full of surprises, for knowing whatever tomorrow may bring. The word is our promise. Always, forever, we rest in God's keeping and live in God's love. This gift we now bring, this present, this token, these words can convey it, the joy of this day. How grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, the song we now offer in honor and praise. What gift can we bring? If you paid attention to the story of the wise men, not just the one that I shared with Hannah and the one that we sang about, but the one in the scriptures, what they did first, the first gift they gave the Christ child, they gave him their honor. They got down on their knees and humbled themselves before the King of the world, their Savior. The very first gift that they gave the Christ child was praise. So, have you ever wondered how the rest of that story goes? How it began? Because these were men who studied. These were scholars. These were in school studying the scriptures, reading the signs of the times, reading the skies, and saying, the prophecy. The prophecy of old is about to come true because look at that star. That star tells us. And they traveled. And they traveled and followed it till they got to Jerusalem. Now, when they got to Jerusalem, this was not George Lucas Jerusalem. This was old first century Jerusalem. So the star didn't have a laser beam pointing right down to the town of Bethlehem, to the house in which Jesus was. They were in proximity, and they thought, we don't have a GPS. We don't have anything other than to know that the star was in the east, and this is where we were to go. Let's go to the people who are wise in Jerusalem. So they went to the palace to speak to the king and to the scribes and to the Pharisees. And the king was a little bit dumbfounded. He didn't even know this thing was occurring. But Herod's a little bit scary. Just wanted to share that. Herod's a little bit scary. What he loves to do is kill people. Kill people who threaten his power, who threaten his control, who threaten anything that will remove him from that seat in Jerusalem, that throne. So he calls his wise men and says, hey, do you know anything about this? And what surprises me is how quickly they respond. They didn't say, excuse me, we need to go check the scrolls. they knew right away. They told him in Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet Isaiah, who said, in the land of Judah are by no means the least of these, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. So they know. They know. And the ones who receive that information, the wise men, the strangers, the Gentiles, the ones who have nothing to gain by worshiping the babe of Bethlehem, leave and go seek him to pay homage to the one who has been born. But the wise men living with King Herod are afraid and hanging out in the temple with Herod. Have you thought about that? Why didn't they go? Why didn't they go? Why did they wait to get the report from the other wise men that that was real? What were they afraid of? Because we have the one king whose first response was going to be to kill. And we have the babe of Bethlehem, who is the king of the world, whose response of love is going to be to die on a cross. We have those two kings. Only the ones who are not of the people of Israel go and find them. And this has been foretold for a very, very long time. Because the evil king Balak, this is way back in your Bibles in Numbers, so it's way back here at the very, very beginning. The evil king Balak was overcoming Israel, and he went to the prophet Balaam and said, you need to go talk to those people, and you need to tell them what's coming, because I'm coming, and I'm going to gain control over this land. But that's not what the prophecy of Balaam was. He refused to cower to this murderous king, very much like King Herod, this murderous king, and he prophesies that a star will rise from Jacob, a scepter of Israel. This coming of the king, this coming of the Messiah, has been foretold for thousands of years. This gift that God gives us, this gift of love, is a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Wise men who were not of the faith knew it, followed the star to bring him gifts, but mostly to pay him homage. But those who knew, those who were in power, those who were threatened by the gift of the Savior, cowered in a temple and chose instead a cowardly act to kill the children in Bethlehem who were two and younger. The first gift you and I received was the gift of life. All of us received that at some point. We got born into this world. And then as we grew up, we got to know another very special gift, especially if we grew up in the church. We got to hear about the gift of God's love born in a manger. We were asked every Christmas to bring gifts to one another, to share gifts with each other. But in our baptismal vows, we're asked to give our gifts of our tithes, which is our treasure, which is our gold, our talents, our time, and our witness to the world. Think about the witness the wise men had, because not only did they follow the star, but they followed the leading of the Spirit, who said, don't go back there. Don't you go tell that man where Jesus is. You go home another way. They got rerouted by their celestial GPS. And in their rerouting, they began to tell their story on the trip back of the baby that was born in Bethlehem. They gave gifts to show us and show the world who had been born. A king, the one who would inherit the kingdom of the world, the one who was God and human, and the one who would die to save us. What gifts can we bring? God has gifted us with everything we need to proclaim the message of hope and salvation. So this Advent, Christmas, Epiphany season, as we celebrate the gifts that have been given to us by those who love us, the gift of God to us was the gift of his Son. Our first response should be to sing and praise and give God glory for the gift. The next is to give gifts to God through serving others.